You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, my name is Zeke Robison, and this is Wired. In an unusual move, Rochelle Walensky, the director of the CDC, overruled her agency's advisory panel recommendation and said that frontline workers who receive the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine should be eligible for a booster. The CDC panel recommended boosters for many, including adults over 65 and younger people who are at high risk. But unlike the FDA, it didn't sign off on third shots for all adults with high occupational risk. Now that both agencies have weighed in, the Biden administration can begin rolling out boosters for people who received the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine. Some experts have speculated that Walensky made her decision in part because she was involved in the initial White House announcement. In other news, New York hospitals brace for employee vaccine mandates to go into effect next week. This weekend marks the last chance for hospital and nursing home employees in New York to get vaccinated before the state vaccine mandate for healthcare workers goes into effect on Monday. Many still haven't, which means that thousands may be unable to report to work next week. In response, some healthcare facilities are making contingency plans like cutting back on elective surgeries and, in some cases, pausing maternity services, keeping volunteers on standby, and limiting nursing home admissions. One good sign, though, is that one of the state's largest hospital systems gave workers until last Wednesday to get their shots and reported that fewer than 250 of the 48,000 employees hadn't met the deadline. And at the UN General Assembly, African leaders spoke out once again about the need for vaccines across the continent. In particular, many urged other UN member states to sign on to a proposal for temporarily waiving some of the World Trade Organization's intellectual property rights, which make it harder for low- and middle-income countries to produce their own shots. Biden has already pledged his support for these waivers, but global leaders haven't reached a consensus yet. As of mid-September, less than 4% of Africans have been fully vaccinated. At the General Assembly, the continent's leaders reminded others, no one is safe unless we are all safe. Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech in Tune newsletter at wired.com/TT.
So if you ask anyone in the Wired newsroom, what's on your mind? Here's what some of us are thinking about.
Big tech,
the coronavirus pandemic,
climate change,
disinformation and election security,
what policing should look like in the future.
This is Get Wired. And I'm your host, Lauren Good.
Every story about technology is really a story about people.
The good, the bad, and the ugly.
Get Wired. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.